Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 73 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
Down through the KU substation, all the way down to where it comes to a point.
Officials have unveiled where the new police and fire station will be located in Moorhead.
Rowan County's clerk isn't worried about an audit from the state attorney general's office.
Moorhead City Council is looking at the feasibility of a new community center.
Workers in Lewis County will get raises.
A cheerleading coach from Greenup County is accused of sexual battery.
In sports, the MSU baseball team is sending three players to the pros.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Heavy thunderstorms tonight with a low of 70. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
After several months of trying, Moorhead has finally secured a site for its planned police and fire station. Mayor Jim Tom Trent and other city officials signed an agreement Monday to buy a nearly 7-acre piece of property along the U.S. 60 bypass for $94,000 from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Trent says that location, which is near Moorhead's downtown, will work well for the agencies that will operate inside the 25,000-square-foot building.
You look at the access we have to U.S. 60, east and west, and then right across the street, boom, you come right into Main Street by the conference center there off of South Wilson, or not South Wilson, but over in between. Well, there's two different ways you can go. You can go up Batson Oaks. You can go several different ways. So it really gives us a multiple areas that we can, you know, take our fire trucks, and we're also going to have police in this building. We're going to have 911. It's going to be our 911 center.
Trent hopes construction on the police and fire project can begin later this year. He estimates its cost at $4 million.
Rowan clerk Kim Davis says she's still waiting for the official word from the Kentucky Attorney General's office regarding an audit of her county's May 22nd primary elections. It was announced last week that Rowan is one of the six counties scheduled to undergo the random audits, which are mandated by state law. According to Davis, she has no idea yet when AG officials will be in Rowan County. Davis, though, expects the audit of her county's primaries will be routine and isn't worried about it.
No, I think it will be a routine type of a thing. Nothing. I mean, we had a really good election. It was very smooth, and you know, I don't foresee any issues or any problems.
Davis thinks the Attorney General's office will mainly be checking Rowan County's applications for absentee ballots. The AG's office reports it received 78 post-primary complaints from around the Commonwealth, including three from Rowan County.
The Moorhead Utility Plant Board's proposed rate increases may be necessary, but they could prove difficult for residents on a fixed income. That's according to City Council member Tom Carew. Carew says he understands the need for a 19% water and 39% sewer rate increase, but his concerns remain.
We live in some of the poorest counties in America, and the people who are on fixed income are going to have a hard time, I think, paying these rate increases. So my concern is, while I understand that for the overall system, for economic development reasons, bringing jobs into the community, which we need, we have to do these rate increases, but how are the folks on fixed income going to meet those expenses? That's my concern.
Moorhead City Council discussed the issue during last night's meeting.
The Board of Regents at Moorhead State approved the naming of 19 spaces and furnishings in the Adron Doran University Center during Thursday's quarterly meeting. 27 individuals and entities had donated funds for a planned alumni welcome center, but agreed to put the money toward student scholarships instead. As a thank you, the university allowed those who donated to name parts of the new ADUC, which is slated to open this fall. Jim Shaw is the vice president of the community advancement. His department was instrumental in organizing the funds.
We've been very successful in the transition from the Welcome Center to a scholarship campaign.
Shaw says $2.8 million have been pledged and $1.3 million are already in hand. Shaw will present new lists of individuals for naming opportunities as the donations come in.
Moorhead City Council took steps last night to determine if Moorhead State University's Laughlin Health Building would be worth leasing for recreation. The council approved a request for a proposal that will initiate a feasibility study. Once again, here's Councilman Tom Carew.
So this was an RFP to come up with a plan, hiring a firm who specializes in this, to help us get the maximum use out of the facility, possibly by generating revenue, by having tournaments and meetings there.
Carew says that revenue would offset the cost to lease the facility and pay for upkeep. He says he's excited about the possibility of Laughlin as a recreation center.
A utility tax in the Greenup County School District has attracted opposition. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has more.
Those against a 3% utility tax enacted by the school board last month have started a petition drive with hopes of putting a recall vote on the November ballot. The petition requires at least 10% of the district's voters who cast ballots in the last presidential election, which equates to about 860 signatures. The effort began after opponents filed the official papers at the county clerk's office on June 1st. They have 45 days to get the required amount of signatures. Signers must live in the school district, since the tax would only be levied on those living inside the Greenup school system's boundaries. For WMKY, I'm Logan Pemberton.
After thinking over the matter, the Lewis County Fiscal Court has elected to amend its fiscal 2019 budget in order to provide cost of living pay raises for the county's 76 employees. Those on salary will be getting 2.1% increases, while the rest of the county's workers will be getting 25 cent an hour raises. Judge Executive Todd Ruckel says the Lewis magistrates approved the wage hikes after carefully taking another look at the county's 2018-19 spending plan.
It was just, you know, working through the budget to, you know, to make sure that that we had the funding there to do. You know, it's just not the small percentage of cost of living increase that we give, but, you know, those anytime you raise somebody's salary, that also affects your retirement and other benefits as well. So, you know, it's more than just the quarter raise we get to give or the 2.1%, you know.
Ruckel says coupled with increases to benefits pay packages, Lewis County will be spending an additional $50,000 on its personnel in fiscal 2019. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market. 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays in downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the city park. The Rowan County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods, accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers, and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program. Supporting local farmers, the Rowan County Farmers Market is Kentucky proud.
A cheerleading coach from Greenup County is accused of sexual battery. 38-year-old James Boggs of Wortland entered a not guilty plea on Monday, but more charges could be coming. Police tell WSAZ the victim is a teen boy who took tumbling lessons at Gym City All-Stars in Ohio. They say the majority of incidents happened there, but other incidents may have happened at Boggs' home or on trips to other states for competitions. Boggs' bond was set at $150,000. He's scheduled to be back in court later this week.
Montgomery County deputies say three men are behind bars after they assaulted and kidnapped another man. Brandon Lambert of Moorhead, Lonnie Bailey of Olive Hill, and Samuel Pennington, who is also of Olive Hill, were all charged with assault and kidnapping. According to WKYT, deputies say they received a call about three people assaulting a man at an apartment complex in Mount Sterling. Witnesses told authorities the suspects had forced the victim in a vehicle before leaving the scene. Authorities found that vehicle on Interstate 64 and performed a traffic stop. The deputy found four people inside the car. The victim was suffering severe bleeding from his head and was screaming for help. He was taken to a local hospital.
Police in Floyd County have arrested a woman they say fell asleep while watching children. According to WYMT, police got a call yesterday about two young children walking along KY Route 302. They say Melody Patton was on the scene when they arrived. Police say Patton told them she had fallen asleep while watching the kids and that they were on their way to their mom's work. Patton is charged with endangering the welfare of a minor.
A Floyd County man has been arrested on assault charges after police say he tried to slit his girlfriend's throat with a knife. WYMT reports Rodney Porter was apprehended Friday evening. Police say he cut his girlfriend's hand during an argument, but threatened to cut her throat. Porter is charged with first-degree assault.
Lawmakers heard ideas to improve student safety in school. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
At a meeting of the General Assembly's Interim Joint Education Committee, the topic of concern was keeping students safe. Representatives from law enforcement, the Center for School Safety, and Department of Justice Training addressed the committee. According to Kentucky Today, they applauded the state for the way it handled the school shooting in Marshall County and brought up ways to combat shootings in the future. Ideas included encouraging students to talk about issues, locking all doors and entrances to the school once students are inside, and having a trained school resource officer at all schools. For WMKY News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
People should be proactive about an increase of scam phone calls. That's according to Attorney General Andy Beshear. Beshear tells WKYT he's trying to make sure Kentuckians are educated about the robocalls. He says reorganizing a scam is important because scammers can now create caller IDs that look like a local number.
You may well have a call coming from a different country on a different continent that still pops up the 859 area code. And so people need to know that you cannot trust that caller ID.
Beshear has launched a scam alerts program, which allows Kentuckians to be notified about potential scams in their area.
For the second time in 2 weeks, the Poor People's Campaign says it was denied access to the state capitol. Haley Hansen reports.
Police in Frankfort allowed just two protesters to come into the building. Antona Fogel was one of those protesters and tells WLKY that once inside, they were denied access to the governor's office to deliver a petition.
And if we don't have access to this office and access to democracy, they're denying democracy today. And it is really sad.
The state police commissioner says those security protocols were made based on crowd control training. I'm Haley Hansen.
More men should seek preventative health care and get regular checkups. That's a request from the Men's Health Network. The network reports men die at higher rates than women from 9 of its top 10 causes. Louisville doctor Christopher Schrepferman says good health daily habits lead to longer lives.
The best way to do men's health is to be healthy, maintain an appropriate weight, exercise 5 days a week for at least 1 hour per day, watch your cholesterol, watch your intake of processed foods, avoid heavy alcohol use and tobacco use, avoid drug use.
Schrepferman says many men aren't interested in preventative care, but it could lead to early detection and treatment of disease.
Taking a look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Wednesday night, variable clouds and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63 degrees. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high near 83. And Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 61 degrees. Current temperatures in the listening area are 71 degrees in Flemingsburg, 72 degrees in Lexington, 73 degrees in Ashland, 72 degrees in Winchester, 83 degrees in Inez, and 72 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, the Morehead Fire Department is about to get a piece of badly needed equipment. WMKY's Kyle Blankenbuehler reports.
The MFD will soon take possession of its new ladder truck. Chief Jeff Anderson says the $1 million vehicle is currently being assembled by the Sutphen Corporation in Dublin, Ohio. Anderson notes that its motor and pump, along with several other key components, are already in place. He expects it to be ready for near the end of summer.
We've talked to the Harry Sutphen and the Sutphen Corporation in Dublin, Ohio yesterday. Our truck has moved in on the floor in production. It's number 4 in line now, which means it's getting all put together. It actually has a motor and cab, and it runs and everything. The pump has been set. The turntable has been set, and the boxes are being built. So we're probably 2 months out.
Anderson says they're probably looking at August for the project's completion. He adds they would likely make another trip up to Ohio in mid to late June to check on the progress for the truck, and a final trip in August for the acceptance test.
There's not a whole lot more you can do besides what going up there and looking at it on the floor. You can't change much at this point. And so we keep in touch weekly with the engineer that is over the project and the owners that are over the company. And they've been real great about sending us pictures and updates and any questions at all or changes that they may want to do.
Anderson says getting down to the last 2 months of the project is exciting. He notes they're in the process of looking at what new tools they'll need for the new truck and what old tools they'll be able to take off the old truck.
July's budget's coming right around the corner, too, so we'll have some budget money there to replace some equipment and add equipment that may need it. We're in pretty good shape, though, with equipment of what we're going to put on it. Of course, once we get it, we'll find a lot more usable space on this truck.
According to Anderson, there will be a transition period where the MFD will have two ladder trucks. They'll still use the old one as they train with the new vehicle. He hopes to work something out with the city council to keep the old ladder truck around for the couple years after its duty life ends.
For a 34-year-old truck, we've done a real good job of keeping it in good condition. No, it's time to replace it. Our mission is changing, so we need, of course, a new truck for the city. But if we can keep it around a few more years, we found out the value of trying to put it out on the market is not very much money that we can get for it, and it may have a better value to try to keep it somewhere in the community.
Anderson adds, since the old truck could only net about $5,000 or $10,000 if it were sold, it would serve a better purpose in the community. And if something happens to the new ladder truck, the Morehead Fire Department would still have the old one around, just in case. For WMKY News, I'm Kyle Blinkenbuehler.
It's 4:47 and 72 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for programming on Morehead State Public Radio comes from Prevent Child Abuse Kentucky. 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused before their 18th birthday, and 88% of cases are never reported. Every adult can take responsibility to protect children by learning to reduce risk, how to intervene, and where to report at pcaky.org, funded in part by a grant from the Child Victims Trust Fund.
More Eagles Go Pro. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. It appears Morehead State's baseball program will be sending 3 players to the pros this year. Slugger Nico Hosizer signed with the Los Angeles Dodgers after last week's Major League Amateur Draft. And MSU coach Mike McGuire says 2 more Eagles will also get the chance to continue their dreams of playing big league ball.
Braxton Moore signed a free agent deal last night with the Washington Wild Things in the Frontier League. And David Calderon, I expect to sign a free agent deal here in the next week or two. Several clubs are talking to him.
Morris and Calderon were both seniors this year. An infielder, Morris led the Eagles with a .367 batting average. Calderon is a right-handed pitcher who had a 1-3 record with a 4.10 earned run average. Morgan County's new girls basketball coach is excited to be taking over the program. Troy Lee Thomas was officially named to the job last night. Thomas takes over a Morgan team that hasn't enjoyed a winning season since 2007-08. He plans to take his time and his efforts to turn around the Lady Cougars' fortunes.
My goal right now is I'm not worried about the winning part at all. What I want to really do is really build a program, a basketball program first, and try to instill the kids with, you know, confidence and what make basketball fun again.
Thomas led Nelson County to a 19-14 record last season. He's been a head coach for 12 years, also leading programs at Round County, Bath County, West Jessamine, and South Laurel. His overall record is 150-168. He won a 16th region title at Round County in 2005. One other note from West Liberty, Morgan County's head baseball coach Jared Hammonds has resigned. Hammonds spent 9 seasons with the Cougars, including the last 5 seasons as head coach. The Cougars went 45-86 under his control. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari plans on changing the way his teams play, with teams like the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets relying on 3-point shooting for success. Cal says the best way to play basketball has changed, and he plans to adapt to that.
Last year, that hurt us. my first year, 2010. Should have won a national title that year, but we'll go 0-22 in a game. From the three-point line, you can't win a game like that. So you're looking at us, and you're looking at all the guys from Quad A to Emmanuel to Tyler to Jamal to Keldon. You're talking all our guys, our big guys. I want to have everyone on the court that can shoot the ball.
Quad A Green has the highest three-point percentage of any players returning to Kentucky from last season, connecting on 38% of his three-point tries. One note from the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are hiring assistant coach Nick Hurst to become the franchise's new head coach. The 50-year-old is replacing Dwayne Casey, who was fired last month. The announcement comes one day after Casey was hired as the Detroit Pistons' new head man. The Cincinnati Bengals started their three-day mini camps earlier today at Paul Brown Stadium. Quarterback Andy Dalton and the Bengals' offense is getting another chance to adjust to changes made to their system by coordinator Bill Lazor. Dalton says one big change for his group will be the return of tight end Tyler Eifert, who missed nearly all of last season because of a back injury.
Put another target weapon in there that can be down the middle and do all the stuff that Tyler's shown he can do. I think that's just allows other guys to get one-on-one matchups and different things, and teams have to be aware of what he can do because he's a playmaker that we love having.
Eifert underwent surgery last year and re-signed with the Bengals in the offseason as a free agent. The Round County football team continues to go through conditioning drills. Coach Kelly Ford is using the time to further install his offensive and defensive schemes. Ford says with the summer dead period starting on June the 25th, his Vikings have to make as much progress as they can before that happens.
You get 2 weeks here at the very end that we don't get to see y'all, can't talk to you or communicate with you. So when we come back, we're at July 10th, when it's first official practice, it's time to roll, and, you're 2 weeks away, almost 3 weeks away from your first scrimmage.
The Round football team can start light preseason practices on July the 10th, with full gear workouts beginning on August the 1st. The Morehead State soccer team's 2018 schedule has been announced. WMKY's Chuck Moraz has more on that.
The Eagles will play 18 contests this fall, with 7 of them scheduled for Jane Stadium. They'll start with a pair of exhibition matches playing at Marshall on August 8th before visiting Louisville 3 days later. The MSU women will kick off the regular season with 3 straight away from home facing the likes of Akron, Pittsburgh, and Kentucky. Their first home game is slated for August 26th against Ball State. Ohio State, Kennesaw State, Kent State, and Duquesne will close out their non-conference slate. Eagles OVC openers at home against Eastern Illinois September 14th. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
And finally in sports, the newest Triple Crown champion is now back in Kentucky. Paul Miles reports on this.
Justify arrives in Louisville after a flight from New York aboard Air Horse One, accompanied by Jimmy Barnes, assistant to trainer Bob Baffert.
Here we are back in Churchill, with our second Triple Crown winner in the last 3 years. It was an amazing trip. An amazing horse.
What's next for Justify? Barnes says the horse will likely be paraded in front of fans at Churchill Downs this week. He'll then be flown to California on Sunday to begin training for his next race. I'm Paul Miles.
And that's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball will host an elite camp from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, August 11th at MSU's Recreation and Wellness Center. The camp is open to girls in grades 9 through 12. More information by calling the Women's Basketball Office at 783-5137 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed little changed after President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement aimed at establishing a peace regime on the Korean Peninsula and better relations between the two states. And the Dow Industrials actually finished with a loss of 1.58 at 25,320.73. The broader market was better, with the S&P 500 up 4.85 at 2786.85, and the NASDAQ Composite, the best performer of the major indices, finishing with a gain of 43.87, or almost 0.6% at 7703.79. Lack of detail in the agreement about the path to denuclearization on the peninsula kept the market's move in check throughout the day. The NASDAQ Composite was helped out today by upticks in Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet. And AT&T shares ended the trading day about a half a percent higher ahead of U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon's decision on whether to permit its $85 billion deal for Time Warner. While the government or AT&T could appeal Leon's decision, the ruling will have far-reaching implications for deal-making across the telecommunications and media world. Several other players, including 21st Century Fox and Disney, are actively pursuing deals of their own. Others, like Verizon, could interpret the ruling as a go-ahead to buy a large content company to compete with AT&T. The Federal Reserve began a key two-day meeting today, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and his colleagues are expected to announce a quarter-point increase in interest rates as the central bank seeks to normalize monetary policy with the economy showing signs of health. And also, the European Central Bank will hold its policy meeting this Thursday. The institution's chief economist said last week that the central bank will discuss how it will wind down its bond-buying program at the meeting, a move that could affect rates worldwide. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.2% at $66.23 a barrel. Gold was down 0.25% at $1,299.60 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were down today, with the Stock 600 finishing with a loss of 0.4%. In Asia, stocks were actually strong today in the wake of the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. The Nikkei index was up 0.3%, and the Shanghai Composite was up 0.9%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Home Depot and Caterpillar, while the worst performers were Verizon and ExxonMobil. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Twitter and ADP, while the worst performers were Stryker and Apache. Turning now to stocks of local interest, with Ashland Global down 15 cents at $79.46, CSX down 53 cents at $66.75, Marathon Petroleum down 230 at $75.47, AEP up 63 cents at $63.56, AK Steel up 7 cents at 480, and Kroger was up 14 cents to finish at 2568. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the detention center, road department, ambulance service, and animal control. In addition, funding for the airport, parks and recreation, economic development council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Taking another brief look at your weather forecast for the week. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the night. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday night, variable clouds and a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low around 63. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high near 83. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 61 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Gateway Regional Arts Center, located on East Main Street in Mount Sterling, will host an open mic night from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 21st. Admission is free and a cash bar will be available.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents an international spotlight dinner featuring specially made cuisine from Western Africa on Saturday, June 30th. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. and a cash bar will be available. Tickets are $15 at the door.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Walmart from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday, July 6th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. Every donor will receive a free T-shirt. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Moraz, Jacob Lindberg, Tilden Johnson, Logan Pemberton, Chaz Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. KNN's Haley Hansen and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. Our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Kyle Blankenbuehler. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.